This is a recording for the Nesvik tape of Clayton Peterson. And we'll take a voice check now. So, Pete, why don't you just, you know, count to 10 or whatever.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, you're watching the needle. We're going to have to do without that because I think you're going to hit the end here and then I'll have to move it back. You don't have to. I'll watch the needle. Okay. Let me just ask a question. How long have you known Milton Nesvik?
I came to the campus in December of 1957, and the second person I met was Milton Nesvik.
Okay. Well,
if I were to characterize Milton Nesvik, I would say that he is Mr. Outreach for PLU. In the years I have known him, he has distinguished himself by making himself available to students, alumni, and friends in the community, the professions, particularly the ministry, but also through his publicity and public relations, through his management of the choir, of the band, through his work with the sports teams, of which he was a great devotee. All of these have helped, and many, many more that I can't even recall, have helped to push the name of PLU into the remotest corners of the world.
Good. Milt never really pictured himself as much of a fundraiser, Pete. You remember that?
Yes.
But in your long years of experience in funding, did he provide the kind of background that was helpful? He never claimed to be much of a fundraiser.
Well, Milt's more of a fundraiser than he knows because you see, fundraising is made up of many things, and somebody has to prepare the way. Milt is kind of like John the Baptist in preparing the way for the later people who were to reap the harvest. And through his many contacts, and by keeping the name of PLU alive and warm in the hearts of many people, starting with the students and running through the alumni, and he has made it possible for so many people to understand why PLU deserves their contributions and support.
He has a prodigious memory. You probably know that. Everybody knows that. Do you know how did he do that, or how does a person do that?
I wish I knew. I have talked to Milt about it a couple times, and he just does it. That's all. And I think his secret, is that he loves people and he's interested in them, and he gets involved with them. And when I first came here, he knew every student on campus by their name and where they came from, and frequently a great deal more about them.
Mm-hmm. Milt was a churchman. Things related to the church, warm Christianity, were always part of his background. He served in the military as a chaplain and was very faithful and devoted to a churchman. What other than the things you've already mentioned, it was his contribution related to the church?
Well, he established, I think, the first solid links that we had with the various pastors on the territory. He established them and maintained them, kept them green, and helped them to understand PLU, helped them to send their young people to the university, and helped them with personal problems, with many other aspects. And so that wherever you went on the territory, the alumni knew Milt, but the pastors most of all knew him and understood the kind of institution that PLU was because of Milt himself and the things that he had done to help them.
And first of all, does everybody have, every institution have a person like Milton Nesvik in your long career in funding, or should they have somebody like that?
Well, when they made Milt, they threw away the mold. And every institution needs a Milt Nesvik. And PLU was just lucky to be the one that got him.
That's terrific. Is there anything else that comes to mind, either a humorous incident or an outstanding incident or something that shows a different side of Milt that people might not know, for example?
Well, there are so many things about Milt that come to mind. the times of great exaltation and times of when it wasn't so good. And I guess that I remember him most when he was watching football games, because nobody that I've ever seen got as excited and yelled as loud and as often and as authoritatively as Milt did when things didn't go quite right.
Someone said that he was known to pick on the referees. Is that true?
Oh, I wouldn't think that at all. I mean, he might have encouraged them to open their eyes, but I wouldn't call it picking on them.
Any of this stuff I want.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to? You'll be your...
No, see if we're coming through, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, we're going now, Pete, with the concluding statement about Milt. You mentioned university was his whole life or something like that.
Okay. I think that Milt can be best described as one who made the university his whole life. And he poured himself into the university and all of its ramifications, the church, the students, the education programs and all, with all that he had, using his talents, his energy, his dedication, his humor, and his great love of people to make that work extremely effective.